Well, with Richard Burkett and Richard, commiserations today, a really, really hard fought affair, and you boys had your chances, but it's just such a tough game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was frustrating because and we had majority of possession and territory, but we couldn't turn it in 20 points. Our handling in the wet wasn't really good enough. We made a lot of turnovers, which ultimately cost us, really.
Yeah, and obviously Worcester in the second half played quite a I would say negative game, but a sensible game, didn't they? And I guess that kept the pressure on.
Yeah, it was very smart. The conditions were incredibly difficult. The ball was like a bar of soap. And, you know, there were times when maybe we played a little bit too much rugby. It was frustrating that we couldn't turn our territory into points and, you know, put a little bit more pressure on them, maybe in the line out and at the scrum time. But fair play to Worcester. You know, they dealt with the ball very well in their own 22, in their own half, and kept hold of it and got out. They exited very well and managed to escape with not giving anything away.
Continuity-wise, for both sides to lose 2-3 players each to injury in the first half alone, it's very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we can't afford to lose any players as it is, so it's very tough at the moment. But we'll continue grafting and battling on and hopefully getting some good sessions in the week and bounce back hopefully next week.
And you could see that toward the end when obviously you guys were coming very strong, a couple of decent chances in the far corner, not too far away from maybe pinching it.
Yeah, not too far from pinching it, but I think ultimately we know that we didn't quite do enough to probably realistically deserve it because, like I said, fair play to them. They dealt with the pressure probably a little bit better than us at times. And if we'd managed to have that same composure sometimes in defence, in attack that we did in defence, then maybe we would have got some points and come away with a W. But not to be. At least we got a point. I suppose that's something. So we'll keep scrapping away. Hopefully we'll get some players back from injury, which will improve our training and then hopefully will improve our performances on the pitch.
Yeah, you touched on it there. Obviously, to have lost, what, 3 or 4 senior players permanently and several others for either the season or for several months. Some great potential at this squad, but you need to balance that with more senior players than I guess you've got available.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our injury list is unbelievable. I think we've probably got more players injured than we do fit half the time. So it's difficult, but the guys on the pitch are doing a pretty good job considering. But just at times, I think we've got to be a little bit smarter and just a little bit more accurate, really. I mean, the conditions are very difficult today, but it's not necessarily an excuse. So we're learning. Like I said, we're a young squad with a few old heads. So hopefully, the guys are learning as a squad and we'll stick together and manage to grind out, a couple of wins.
Don't mind me mentioning this. Obviously, that's 5 straight defeats now and I think winless in the league since October. Is it one of the more worrying times you've experienced in all of your time at the club?
I've been there before. And it is. It's difficult because it's difficult to stay... it's difficult to stay motivated as a squad and keep happy and keep balanced. And, the only way you play decent rugby is if you're happy as a squad and you're enjoying your rugby. So when the kind of fear comes in almost, you've got to be careful you don't go into